trying to break a record like a DJ. That's 150 bottles in one night. I get it, bitch, man, right.
Yeah, I had to do it for the street, home. Yeah, Go Intro Podcast, episode 2, I suppose it is, Wednesday afternoon.
It don't matter. People listen to it when they listen to it.
I won't tell you what date it is, so it's completely irrelevant at that point. So what's going on, Brody?
Oh, you know, nothing much. Just living that life in the sun.
Yeah, sun is finally shining on us.
Yep.
I can dig that.
Just doing it.
Pops is looking quite tanned down there.
Well, Neil always likes to get real in the sun.
He clearly just basking in the backyard.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, he is.
Roasting himself.
Yeah, don't mind the regular nonsense going on. I'm hearing a bit of an echo, and that's because I definitely had to change the settings to bounce the last session. That's a oops on my part.
Whoops.
But it kind of is the way it is.
Deal with it.
You can't really get anywhere closer or further with that. So it kind of just is what it is, and we're going to live with it.
I'll live with it. I don't really got a problem with that, to tell you the truth. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm about ready for a haircut here, as you can see.
Yeah, you're a little long.
I got the wings going, like, on the sides here.
Yeah.
I might just leave them.
Yeah. Got a busy day today.
What do you got to do today?
Oh, well, I've got to go to physio. I've got to drop Spenny Loach off at the airport.
Oh, at the airport.
Back to the Mac.
Back to the Mac, getting that Mac money. What time is your physio?
3:15.
And what time you had to drop off Spen?
His flight's at 3:50.
So
I'm going to take him there around 2.
That makes sense,
just
I guess.
Get him there earlier.
That makes sense. I guess he has to be there a certain time before the flight, I suppose.
Yeah, he probably has to be there at 3, but he's going to be there a little earlier and just have to hang out.
I'm going to drop him off. Real early, like.
Yeah, pretty much. That's how it's going to go.
Yeah, well, you're driving them, so you can call the shots,
hey,
I guess.
Hey, he asked for a ride. I told him, okay, I can do that. But this is, like, and it's going to be cutting it close, because we all know the tunnel just gets royally fucked.
Yeah.
Around 2 o'clock, you're fucked.
It's over.
Fairly
screwed coming back.
Yeah.
But, oh well. Where's your physio? Ladner?
Yeah, Ladner. So I just have to make it halfway back, so that's not too bad.
3:15, that's all right.
Yeah.
You should. If you drop him at 2, you should be able to make it.
Well, no, I'll be picking him up at 2, and we'll be heading through the tunnel.
So
I'll probably drop him off around, like, 2:30. I'll have 45 minutes to come back, so...
You'll make it. You'll be fine.
Yeah, should be fine. Unless, of course, it's the usual tunnel where it just is shut down.
Shit's just dicked.
And then in that case, it's not my fault.
Of course, some asshole just fucking get his trailer stuck under the... You know, bike overpass or something.
Hold on one second here.
Oh, who's trying to call?
Melon, what's going on?
Where are you at?
I'm just at home right now.
I'm coming to get you.
You're coming to get me? Well, I'm actually in the middle of doing a podcast.
Oh, what the hell is that?
It's where you record and basically broadcast it on iTunes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Are you going to be at your house for a bit?
I'll be in and out, but yeah. You gotta see what I bought.
Yeah, I will. I'll come by. Only take about 20 minutes.
Would you buy a melon?
Half an hour.
What did the melon
call
buy?
Me when you're done, make sure I'm here.
Okay, sounds good.
Bye.
First guest appearance from the melon.
What did the melon buy?
I don't know. He's being very secretive. He called me while I was at the gym. I didn't answer. I called him back shortly thereafter. And he says to me, "The hell are you doing? What's your problem?" I was at the gym. I just finished up. What's going on? And he's like, "Well, you got to come by and check this thing out that I bought." "What'd you buy?" "Oh, it's not here right now. It just went to AirCare." "Okay."
So it's a car.
It's a vehicle of some sort.
Yeah.
It's going to be something ridiculous and comical.
Hmm.
I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be something awesome.
One could wonder. That's funny. Doesn't he have enough cars?
No, they come and go. They come and go. He's been trying to sell the Lightning for a while, so.
Oh. Life and times of the Melon.
Hey, there's nothing better than Lauren Melanowski. Like,
for those who know the Melon, comedy all the time.
For those who don't know the Melon, you're missing out.
We're not talking about a fruit or anything.
You're missing out. Okay?
He's actually a human.
Old enough to pee, old enough for me. You're missing out, buddy. You're
old missing enough to pee, old enough for me. Wow. Oh, that's glorious.
I mean, there are stories and stories of the Melon that you could tell.
You could probably have a whole podcast, days and days of Melon stories.
Yeah, I mean, the podcast could shut down and just become Melon, telling life stories.
Just bring in the life.
There'd be a good couple episodes of that.
Life and times of the Melon. Yeah. Tell him to come through.
Hey, greatest guy in the world, though.
Guest appearance.
By far. Greatest guy. Greatest guy.
That birthday video that you guys did, or that Loudon did.
Oh, Loudon, yeah.
A couple of years ago was comedy.
Mainly because Brock was eating pizza the whole time through the video. Every shot of Brock, he was eating a piece of pizza.
Hey, are you surprised?
Not really. Or Spark. Sparky. Tell him the story of nailing the tree and just like sliding down. You okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Okay.
Okay, yeah, you're good.
Window. Wham, wham.
Oh, yeah.
Just glorious. Just so funny.
I got a busy day myself.
Yeah, what do you got on the schedule?
Oh, besides chopping this mop off my head. Dentist. 340. Ladner. Feeling very righteous about that.
Just cleaning?
Cleaning. Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's all good until they're like, ooh, yeah. This tooth back here, it's not looking so hot.
Well, I gotta get a gum graft at some point, but I'm dodging that as long as I can. I hear it's not a fun process. So, until that's mandatory, I will not be getting it done.
Yeah, one might say no.
No. Apparently they have to like scrape skin off the top of your mouth and then graft it onto your gums. I feel like,
yeah, it's pretty awesome. Procedure. Never had to have it done, so I'm quite righteous in that.
Yeah.
Mind you, I never had to have braces either, so.
Oh, well, aren't you just a special child?
I am.
Braces.
Definitely special.
I had the braces. No headgear, though.
Yeah, the headgear is usually where you start going downhill.
Yeah.
Although my mom has to wear a retainer at night, so that's kind of just weird on its own.
Yeah, my mom does too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently they grind their teeth in their sleep.
That's exactly it. Exactly it.
My thought to that is, like, why? Why? Why do you grind your teeth in your sleep? What, are you that stressed out in your sleep? Are you having bad dreams? Maybe you should go and see a sleep specialist.
Maybe that's not.
Maybe you should go and get tested to see why you're grinding your teeth in your sleep.
Might be a good idea, to tell you the truth.
Well, I mean, what else could it be, right?
Probably stress-related. I think that's a good, fair guess. Really. What else could it be? Unless you're just crazy.
Your ma's pretty crazy. I mean, yeah. Do you remember the time? Do you remember the time?
Oh, which one?
Of me sitting at your place with you on the computer and your mom comes home from work, decides it's a good idea to take a seat right there beside me, and proceed to say, Sal, I have a question for you.
This was the great day.
Okay, yeah, sure, fire.
Fire away, Shirl.
What's the question? And all you do is just kind of turn around and look as the question flies. Are you gay?
Sal, are you gay? Oh, that was a good one. That was a good one.
I'm not gay. Well, you're always over here and never see you with a chick. Like, are you gay?
No.
Gay?
When I was a young boy as well, mother had also asked me the same question. Son, are you gay?
It's all right. It's all right if you are.
By all means, but like, I don't know where like she got the inkling that either of us could have been. It's just like out of the blue one day. Now, son, you can tell me, right? I was like, ma, pretty sure...
Pretty sure I fly straight.
Pretty sure,
Not that there's anything wrong with gay people.
No, by all means. By all means.
I don't understand where some people come off just assuming that someone is gay.
Out of the blue.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a confident enough person that if I was, I would just, you know, be open about it. I wouldn't live in the closet.
No. What's the point? What's the point of being in the closet?
And really, I feel like anyone that's, you know, gonna bash you about that is very insecure themselves, so just be flying up out of the closet. Who cares? It's the way it goes.
Yeah.
It's the way it goes.
Yeah. So you got dentist.
Anti-dentite is me. Hate the dentist.
Right.
Although, they're doing a good service. I just despise them with a passion. They always tell me they need to quit smoking. Oh, wait. I did.
We'll see how this goes.
Hey, day 10. Day 10. Sober Stanley. Me and Ken had a good chat about that.
Sober Stanley.
I was like, Ken, I'm sober. Man. He's like, no, you're not. I was like, for real, bro.
Really? How did you tell him that you were sober? Like, how'd you get three words in?
You know what?
Ken talks a lot. Like, you would have had to just, like, basically start the conversation off with, I'm sober, and then see what he says from there.
It was actually a fairly mutual conversation. I know that's hard to believe, but he's got a new girl in his life, so...
Yes, I know.
It was majority talk about that, but I got several words in, to tell you the truth. It was very constructive. He's happy, so hey, party on, Wayne.
Yes, this girl that moved into his place within...
A month.
2 weeks?
Maybe it was 2 weeks. She got...
Maybe a month. We'll give a month lenience on there.
Her landlord kicked her out, because... They had to sell the place, and she was like,
these are conflicting stories. I have sources that were there at the time of the phone call with the landlord and said person.
Oh.
And it did not really go the way it's portrayed.
It's portrayed very much that the landlord was like, we're going to sell the place, so get out. And she was like, can I stay with you just for a couple, like a week or something? And Ken was like, for sure. And then knowing Ken, he was like, stay with me forever.
I think it was mutual.
I think so too. Ken just needs some love in his life, so hey, by all means.
All for it.
Hey,
I'm fine with that.
Ken's happy, I'm happy, so whatever's clever. You hear the Nux in Ottawa are going to be hosting a little outdoor game? BC Place?
How are they going to keep the ice cold?
That's my thoughts exactly.
I can see them hosting an outdoor game in Ottawa.
In Ottawa. Yeah, apparently BC Place. It'll be in January, but still, it's not going to be cold enough to...
Do you remember the Olympics?
Right? They had nothing but problems. So.
$60,000 a day in hauling snow around?
Right? Yeah.
And that was in February.
I guess that was in February. Isn't it colder in January? Still, it can't be cold enough to keep the ice.
No, I mean, the amount of snow we get is for a day.
Well, and it's really, it's keeping the temperature in the stadium cold enough to keep the ice at a decent temperature, right?
Yeah, it's not going to go so well. It's going to be pretty sad. I'm going to have a good laugh about it, though.
I don't know why they didn't like have an Edmonton or Calgary one. That makes more sense.
They've had one before.
In Edmonton?
Yeah.
When?
One of the first ones that happened in the NHL.
Ah.
Yeah, that was the first one that happened was Calgary and Edmonton had a bout. Battle of Alberta.
Battle of Alberta, yeah.
And then Calgary hosted Montreal in the last Canadian one.
When was that? Last year?
No, year before. Year before.
Oh, okay.
Or 2 years ago.
Yeah, okay, I recall. I recall now.
Yeah. That's what went down.
Canucks host Senators in outdoor game.
Yeah, and Canucks just decided during the during free agency frenzy and the draft to just start sun and poo players.
Yeah. Oh, this just in. The game's going to be on March 2nd. The March 2nd game in Vancouver. Are you for real? Because that's ludicrous. Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, yeah. Hmm. You're really not keeping that ice cold.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we signed Yannick Weber from Montreal. He's like a number 7 defenseman. And
last in the line. Last in the line.
We signed what's his name? Santarelli. He's a fourth liner at best. And Brad Richardson, I think, from LA. He's got a cup ring, but he'll be all right on the fourth line.
Yeah, Richardson, but I mean, there were so many.
Oh, fuck. Damian Bruner's still out there.
Ference.
Well,
Ference was out there. Yeah, he's a good defenseman. I don't care what anybody
didn't
says.
Didn't he go to Edmonton?
I think he did, and I'm pretty sure.
Stoked. No, he's a great defenseman. I'm surprised Boston let him go, tell you the truth.
They couldn't pay him.
Oh, is that why?
Like, he wanted to stay.
Yeah.
And he wasn't going to be all ridiculous on his salary or anything like that. Like, he wasn't looking for a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to stay there because he felt that that team had a lot of jam to just keep going.
Well, they do.
Right?
Yeah.
But they had to re-sign Tuca.
Oh, yeah.
And so they couldn't sign Tuca and be able to pay him what he was at least worth in a, like, you know, lower salary cut.
Because you got to be reasonable, too, and still give him some money, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Fair enough. I mean, there's a certain line where it's like, look, I'm not going to come after you for my $5 million a year.
Yes, which he's worth, but.
But I'll compromise and take 3.5 or 3.8.
Yeah.
I'll save you $1 million a year.
Totally.
But it's like, oh, well, we got to sign Tuca.
I don't know. What did he sign for? Something stupid?
I don't know.
For something stupid.
I don't even know if they've signed him yet.
I don't know.
Because it's in this. I think he's restricted. So, I mean, it could go all summer.
So, someone could bust an offer sheet on him, right?
Yeah, but I don't see Boston getting rid of him.
No,
when he's but when he's restricted,
yeah,
nobody can put in an offer sheet.
Oh, I thought that's what restricted was.
Restricted, they can offer to trade for his rights.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Bruins have the rights.
Yes, yes. He'll get some money. He'll get like $5 a year.
Whatever. Yeah, something like that.
Apparently, Tim Thomas is trying to break back in the league too.
I think Tim would be fine. I think he'd be good.
I don't know who's going to take him, though.
He'd be a good backup.
Oh, totally. He was a stellar goaltender.
I mean, it would be like Chicago, how they had Crawford and Emery. Like, you can't go wrong.
You got two. You got your first string goaltenders.
Your young gun that is going to lead you on further and further.
Into the future.
And then you have just a solid backup who's been around the league for a while, had some injuries, but he's never really been that bad of a goaltender.
No, he just had injury problems. He went 17-1 last year, so.
Yeah.
And Philly picked him up, right? He's back in Philly.
Oh, he's back in Philly? Okay, well, whatever to Philly.
Well,
he's just going to suck Slew Water. Well, I feel sorry for him.
Philly's defense is. Just
Philly's a lot of stuff.
Just shit, but.
Yeah. Ever since Pronger went down, Philly hasn't been doing so good.
That was sad. That was a sad day when old Chrissy boy went down, but whatever.
Yeah. But hey, it's the way she goes and it's the way it is, but Edmonton, can't do much more.
Edmonton's going to look be a contender next year. They'll probably make the playoffs next year, I think.
I would hope so.
Well, they got rid of Horkoff. He was just a plug.
Mm, Horkoff wasn't that bad, though.
I mean, he was a good captain for his...
Let's put it this. For who they got rid of and who they picked up, they did all right.
Mm.
And they picked up my boy, Nurse.
Darnell Nurse.
Just a great defenseman.
What's up, Neil?
I guess I'm trapped.
You're what?
Oh, apparently we have a trappage going on. Somebody parked in the driveway.
Oh, you think you want to get out, eh, Neil?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You've been trapped. Okay, I'll let you out. Pardon my absence.
It's okay. I'll just make banter for a little bit.
Ramble on, friend. Ramble on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's trapped. Oh, Oak Team, just think.
Well, we'll see how the dog fares with someone leaving and coming back. Oakland doesn't really like anybody. You can probably hear the barking in the background, which is pretty awesome because he actually is a really nice dog, but he's a complete asshole. He hates everyone, but he'll warm up to you. He's an alright dog. He's pretty nice. Unless your name is Kenny. Then you're kind of just fucked. But it's okay. So it's summertime. It's in Vancouver. It's a good time to be in here. I mean, we got a lot of festivals. We just had the Jazz Fest come through. It's not the same as if you were in Toronto or Montreal. They have awesome Jazz Fests there. And a lot of nice, like, well-known artists and everything like that. It's a little more folksy, like, you know, unknown artists or more known artists in the jazz industry that are around here when it's Jazz Fest. And it was really good. Went off without a hitch. And coming up next is Folk Fest, like the Vancouver Folk Fest. And then after that is the Mission Folk Fest, where I think this year they actually went a little more mainstream and got a few more well-known artists, so it should be pretty good. It should be not too bad. And yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to hearing how that all goes. I usually would be working along in the industry on this, but this year, due to my inconvenience of being injured at work, we won't be working. So it's kind of just how it goes.
Yeah, well, you win some, you lose some, friend. I tell you what. I don't even know what you were talking about, but...
You're out of breath there. You look a little sweaty. Did you stop and start to watch some Cops? Were you watching Cops?
Yeah. No, I was laughing at Oak Tea. No, I ran the whole way. You know?
Car wouldn't start. Had to push it.
Just because I quit smoking doesn't mean I'm in shape, all right? Let's be serious here. Although I should get to working out here.
Maybe do a little more cardio. Get that lung up.
Probably a good idea, seeing as I got this show coming up in August.
And seeing as how you basically sit on your ass for a week.
Seeing as I drive a semi and...
I mean...
Really get no physical activity whatsoever.
Should even just do some walks on the boat? Walk the boat, man.
That's what everyone's telling me.
Well, hey, if you do a couple laps of the boat, you're just getting your heart rate up.
That's true.
Keep the blood flowing.
That's true. It's nice out,
too. Get the fresh air. It's sunny out.
It is sunny out. I gotta start rocking shorts. Those fucking black Carhartt pants are just killing me. Yeah. But you can't wear shorts in the dairy. Yet I can have a short-sleeved shirt on.
Maybe that's why Brew always rocks the sweatpants.
Well, last year I'd wear shorts and then just put sweats on before I went in the dairy. So
that would make sense, though.
Probably start doing that again.
I mean, as weird as it is, it's at least like, hey.
Well,
I can be comfortable for 90% of the time.
Yeah, I'm only in the dairy.
And then I look like an idiot for 10.
I'm only in the dairy for a short amount of time, so. That's whatever, man. Did you get that new Jay-Z album or what?
Yeah.
Did you listen to it?
Yep. And? Listen to it in full. Some of it, yes. Some of it, no. It was a 50-50 for me.
A lot of the beats were hot.
Yeah, a lot of the beats were hot.
I mean,
Jay sometimes... Ever since American Gangster, I just feel that he's... stopped giving a shit.
Totally, 100%.
Like, he still comes through with some crazy lyrics, but he just seems like he... I don't know, his care level has gone down?
Oh, to the floor.
He kind of just does it, and it's like, do you want to do another take? No, that's good. I'm Jay-Z.
I'm pretty sure he was like, I'm doing an album. You guys produce the beats. Okay, I'm gonna rap. Okay, I'm done rapping. Okay, master it, you know? He knows it's going to sell. He's going to sell a trillion copies, right? So, but no, I understand. I totally. Like, the new J. Cole album came out, and it's...
Yeah, I don't listen to J. Cole.
It's hot. It's dope. Dope MC.
I usually go off what they play on the radio.
Yeah.
On the satellite? Well, like, satellite, of course. Yeah. And, like, I mean, the only J. Cole song I hear on the radio is Summer. or whatever it is.
I don't think I haven't got through the whole album yet.
I think it's Hot Summer or something like that. Nah. And it's just like,
yeah.
I don't want to listen to this. Mm. I have no urge.
Them radio hits.
And then it's just like, well, I'm not even going to peep the album.
I'd peep it. I'd give it a chance. It took me, I downloaded it and took a while to actually get into it. But I just got into it last night. It's pretty.
I mean, I'm more excited about Believers coming out in a couple days here.
Yeah, when does it drop, the new Mayday album?
Within a day or two.
Really?
Yeah.
I can dig that. Oh, yeah. What's the date? 10th? I think it's like the 16th or something like that, isn't it?
Might even be the 14th, because I know, I think it was Wreck, or was it Burns? One of them posted up a countdown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Countdown clock.
I'm stoked. That's going to be definitely next level. I wish they would come to town.
Oh, yeah. Even if they came by themselves, I wouldn't care.
Well, they had that whole Summer of Strange tour. I don't see why they
can't. Well, remember what happened the last time? I think I asked about this, and it turned out that...
The merch
is what kills them. Yeah. They bring all the merch across, and they have to pay duty on all the merch.
Even not just the stuff they sell, on everything they bring in.
They have to pay the duty on everything as it would be priced before they come through. If they sold everything.
Yeah, that's so ridiculous.
In which case, I would just say, do a downsized tour.
Yeah.
And just bring, you know, not as much merch.
Realistically.
You sell out and you can't give anybody shirts of something?
Who cares?
Okay. Write them up. Create a code. Create a code.
Yeah.
For online purchase from... like Strange Music website from the shop to buy that shirt.
Yeah.
And just like, here, you get $5 off.
Yeah, or
we'll give you free shipping and $5 off.
Yeah.
If you use this code. You want to buy it? Here's this code.
Yeah.
And you can go buy it.
Well, that way you'd save yourself a boatload of money.
Maximize.
Yeah. And really, if you sell out merch at every show, that looks good on your part.
Yeah.
People are actually buying it, right?
I mean, it's always better to not... most of the time, it's better to have more than you need.
Yes.
But if you're going to have to pay and you don't know if you're going to sell everything out, you might as well just bring less.
Totally. Really. And I
plan to sell out instead of like, then you don't feel bad about having to pay the duty on everything.
Well, if you got 1,000 people at the show, how many people buy an item of merch?
You could ship stuff too.
Really.
Like you could FedEx it next day. You could have it meet you at the venue.
Yeah. But, and wouldn't you, you'd have to pay the duty on that, though, wouldn't you?
That's...
debatable?
That's debatable. But if you ran out, say, in, like, Saskatoon,
oh, and then Regina, you could ship yourself.
And you're like, oh, we're out of merch, or we're out of this.
Yeah. Ship
can
yourself.
You ship this to Calgary, for the Calgary show, or something like that.
Yeah.
Just ship it.
And then take
tomorrow
that
and ship
to...
it straight to the venue.
Yeah. And then you could just ship enough that you would have enough for Calgary, Edmonton,
yep.
Vancouver, Victoria, yep. Whatever. Chilliwack. They play Chilliwack every time. I don't know why.
Yeah. I don't know why, but it's what they do.
Hey, by all means.
Well, they're playing Red Deer this time.
Yeah, I told Reese to go. What's the populace in Red Deer?
Not a lot. I mean, it's bigger than Tawasin, but...
oh, really?
Well, yeah.
Okay. So...
it's not that much bigger, though.
I don't even know what our population is.
I mean, I'd say it's the same as Richmond, but Richmond's overpopulated.
That's true.
So, you can't really get a gauge on...
on how much?
Yeah. To put it in perspective.
Totally.
Consider it like Ladner and Tawasin together.
Richmond. Or Red Deer.
Red Deer.
Oh, okay. So like 100,000? More than that? Less than that?
Maybe less than that. Say maybe around 100.
100,000? Yeah.
I don't know. Something like that.
I feel like you could bring 1,000 people out in Red Deer then. I don't know how big the venue would be though.
Oh, the venue wouldn't be big.
Probably be like 500 or something.
I don't think Red Deer has anything.
I don't think Red Deer has a venue.
Well, it would be a bar club venue, not
a stadium or
yeah. Club it would probably be like a max 750 or something like that. Maybe.
That's not bad. Well, what's Commodore? 1,000?
About 750. You can stuff 1,000 in there. Fire code, I think, is 750.
Fire code, yeah, 750. That's funny that they just pack people in anyway. Fuck it.
Yeah.
If they have a fire, they're fucked, right?
Yeah, there's not really many exits around there. If you look.
No, I swear there's just one in the back right and then the front door.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that's just fucked up.
You don't want that place going down.
No.
That'd be a bad day.
Well, you know, it's just a mad stampede towards the door. Two people are just getting trampled.
Yeah. And stairs are involved.
Yeah. Front door stairs. Yeah. Yeah. That shit's funny as hell.
I'd just run through the stage and I'd go down the elevator.
There's an elevator?
Oh, yeah. To the alley.
Oh, yeah. Because I guess it is like on the second floor, right?
Yeah. That makes sense. I'd run to the elevator. I'd go down to the alley. I'd say, see ya. Back entrance and exit, please.
You should see if you know who's doing the sound at Commodore this year.
Probably nobody.
No?
Probably nobody I know.
Gay.
Yeah.
For lack of a better term.
I don't care. I'm not that excited. I probably won't even go.
I know you're not going. It's all good.
Well, I mean, it's just one of those things. I'm kind of just tired of seeing...
Well...
Tech and Cali come to Van when it's like the first time around it was Tech, Cali, Cut... And Big Scoob.
I don't think Cut came the first time.
I think he did.
I don't think he's allowed to Canada.
I think he came the first time.
Hmm.
Maybe he didn't, but Big Scoob was Scooby. Okay, that kind of made the night.
That was hilarious. Yeah, no, you have a roster of dope MCs.
And I mean, now they have a roster with more MCs that could get through the border.
Totally, I don't see why Ritz can't come through. Mayday could definitely make it through.
Yeah, like bring Mayday.
Right,
you don't bring Ritz, bring Mayday.
Yeah, that would supplement. Should have went down to Seattle last show.
Yeah,
would have been a good idea. We should have went Ritz wasn't on this Summer of Strange tour, was he?
He's not on this tour, no. But he was on the last one. Found tickets.
I know, we could have went.
You kind of just
that was on me
because that shit is on you.
That shit is on me. Yeah, Engineer mixtape dropping when? We don't know, but it's going to be fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry. When it drops, we'll let you know.
Yeah.
And probably no one will hear about it because I don't think anybody listens to this podcast.
Oh, but they will. They will.
This podcast.
Can't we just post it on Facebook or something?
You could. You could post a link. Hey, it's on iTunes.
Then I will. And people will listen. People will listen.
Yeah.
Eng said it was going to be dropping mid-July. So that's like 5 days.
Did he say what year?
No, he didn't. Well, I'm supposed to go see him.
This weekend?
Yeah, or early next week, Monday. Right. So I'll grill him on that, getting new beats, you know. That's for sure. Oh, looks like Kevy Kev's in town. Might have to pop by and say what's up.
Oh.
Young K McDonald.
Hmm.
Oh, new Mayday video just dropped.
Sweet.
It's called High Grade. Probably want to check that out. Hmm. Oh, man. I'm going to eat this banana at some point here. Pretty starving.
Hmm.
And should probably get this day going.
Yeah. I got to tootle to the melons. I got to pick up Spenny.
Oh, yeah. Spenny Loach back to the Mac.
Of course, Neil just left, so...
Oh, yeah.
Wheelless for...
An hour. While. He said he'd be back pretty quick.
Yeah, he said he had to go to the bank.
I got to go to the bank.
The only person I know that uses a vehicle to drive to go and then do their walk. Whatever that means.
He drives to do his walk. That's glorious.
That is glorious. I don't know.
Hey, whatever's clever. We don't...
Don't judge. I just shake my head. That's all I do. Shake my head. I get confused. Oh, well.
Hey, live and learn. Live and learn.
But yeah.
You got a track queued up for the outro there?
Of course I do.
Yeah, Doe Intro Podcast Episode 2.
Apparently I'm still playing stuff, too.
You know.
It's pretty awesome.
More to come. You like hearing people
there
ramble.
There won't be one next week. We'll just pre-warn you about that.
Why? No mics?
Mics are going to Folk Fest. As of Tuesday. So joke if fest. You want to do a podcast for next week, we'll have to do it earlier.
Monday?
I would prefer to do it weekend.
Okay, so next week's a write-off, but we can figure that out.
And it's potential that they won't be... We might not even be doing a podcast until August.
Why? Oh, they're keeping the mics?
Well,
fuckers.
It goes Folk Fest, Mission Folk Fest right after.
Mission has a Folk Fest?
Yeah, they have a Folk Fest.
Weird.
They actually have like more known artists sometimes than Vancouver Folk Fest, which is kind of funny.
That's odd.
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe the Valley is more folkish.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised, to tell you the truth.
I think they had Chilliwack one year.
Chilliwack Folk Fest.
Well, no, like Chilliwack.
Oh, the band Chilliwack.
Which, in my sense, is more well-known than whoever the hell.
Yeah, I don't even know what the lineup is this year at fucking Folk Fest. I've never been to Folk Fest before, so.
Yeah, it's not as...
Not really my...
It's okay.
Not really my, forte.
It's all right.
Hey.
It's not the worst.
Hey. Not the best, either.
No.
No, I missed Jazz Fest this year. I was kind of choked.
Yeah. I looked at the lineup. There wasn't really anybody.
Herbie Hancock was in town.
Yeah.
That's the only person I would have went to see, but...
Just saying.
I was sleeping. I was napping on it. Oh, well.
Just saying.
Onward and upward.
Yeah. So, can't promise you or give you a date of the next podcast. If we do it earlier, you'll get one next week.
I'll post it. Yeah.
If we don't, then there's a potential for not until August. Which would suck, but hey.
Hey.
Is what it is. Nobody's getting paid around here.
No one getting paid. I don't do any work either. I just show up, so.
Hell, this one might even take a little while to get put up because I won't have time to edit and balance it down.
That's all right. That's all right.
But I will do it in a timely fashion.
And really, who cares? It's all good.
Say no to drugs, kid.
I did. You know, for the time being. Day 10, Sober Stanley, over and out.
All right, Troy.
Okay, cue it up, bro.
Catch y'all on the flip.
Listen to Moby.
So you're not the one to blame.
You're not the one to blame.
Or do you hide so you don't have to face the pain? Can you explain how you've come to change? 'Cause I just don't get it.
How the ones you look out for so quick to switch up on me. I never thought that I'd be feeling like anger would get the best of me. I swear the ones I love be the only people who tested me. I still can't figure where the fuck everything went wrong. You said you had my back, but now I understand that shit gone. It's still the only enough for what you did. You left me fight back.